Please remain standing and pray with me. Almighty God, on this day, as we give thanks to you and pray for your creation and for our interaction with the gifts that you have given us, please open our hearts to receive the gift of your Spirit now as you speak to us through your word. Give us a deeper appreciation for the goodness of the creation that you've ordered and for your redemption of it through the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant me a mouth to preach and all of us ears to hear. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, as you know, today is Secular Mother's Day. And so don't forget to do something nice for mama or remember your mama or something like that. Do that. See, I've all righteousness has been fulfilled. But if somehow you missed this Mother's Day, we have two other choices really on the Christian calendar. The Feast of the Annunciation that happens in March, that's when Mary was informed she was going to bear a child, and they were going to name that baby Jesus. So that's a very appropriate Mother's Day, so if you missed that one, you could do also the Feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is on August the 15th. So we've just scattered them all through the calendar so that you won't mess up this year. So there. You know, as we heard that passage from John's Gospel this morning, John 15, I am just reminded that it's virtually impossible to understand how God interacts with his people without talking about his good creation. We had that wonderful parable or maybe metaphor of the vine dresser, and the branches. And that's a beautiful thing. But those people understood what Jesus was talking about because they daily interacted with the goodness of the material world in animal husbandry, in vine dressing, and all the things we do to sustain ourselves through the gifts that God has given us. But if you're a visitor here, and this was your first Sunday at Christ Church, and now you're thinking about whether you should have done it or not, and you saw that procession happen, you might be saying to yourself, what in the world is going on at this church? What is this Rogation Sunday? Rogation? Isn't that what you're supposed to do to your tires every now and then? Rogate them? What is this Rogation Sunday all about? Well, as one of my favorite YouTube influencers says, time for history. Time for history. Well, Rogation Days began in pre-Christian Rome as processions through the fields along with sacrifices to appease their pagan gods, to ward off the blight, and to ensure a good harvest. And on the Christian calendar, Rogation Days are Monday through Wednesday of this week, and those weekday celebrations are penitential in nature. So we thank God for creation. We also repent of how we've misused it. But a while back in Anglicanism, we're an Anglican church, we added the preceding Sunday of those 3 days, Sunday, the sixth Sunday of Easter, as Rogation Sunday. So that's what we are doing today. And right about now, if you are paying attention, it's probably sinking in. Listen, what? Wait, Rogation processions began as pagan observances? Yep. And that is one of my favorite things about them, is that they had a pre-Christian pagan origin. Now, I know that sounds weird to a lot of folks. In fact, some of you are thinking right now, aha, you say, it's just as we thought. All that Anglican stuff has elements of paganism slathered on a thin veneer of Christianity. And those of us who have been formed by the Reformed regulative principle in worship, of ordering Christian worship, shake our heads and are dolefully thinking, this is just what our Puritan forefathers warned us about. Fie upon your prayer book. And that is the second time in all my preaching ministry I've got to say fie in a sermon. So is Father Ben endorsing paganism? Of course not. Here's the point. Listen, please, this is so important. The fertility and abundance of the fields do not belong to some false pagan deity. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit alone provides us with good gifts from the fields and from the waters. God alone blesses our human industry to bring forth bounty from our labor. Moreover, when Jesus rose from the dead, he plundered and despoiled the enemy. There is not a day on the 365-day calendar of this world that does not belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every single one of them. Jesus went down to hell after he was crucified, grabbed that devil by the throat, shook him till the keys of death and hell fell out of his pockets and said, "This is all mine now. All this is mine. Stay in your place. Stay in your lane, devil." No, this is all Jesus' stuff. Jesus has despoiled the enemy, and it is providential that the Rogation days come in the season where we focus on celebrating Jesus Christ's victory. St. John on the Isle of Patmos heard these words from the risen Lord Jesus Christ. "Fear not, I am first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." All this stuff, Jesus says, belongs to me. So, beloved, agricultural processions that seek the blessing and abundance of creation do not belong to the devil. They belong to King Jesus. He has the keys, and by his mighty victory, he has reclaimed for himself everything the enemy wrongly boasted that he possessed and controlled. And as we processed around our church here just a few minutes ago, we were proclaiming Christ's lordship over all creation. That's why I was loud about it. And so our abundance doesn't come from sacrificing to pagan idols. Instead, all of God's creation is to honor and praise God, right down to the weather and tomato plants and hummingbirds, every bit of it. And you know, we heard that in our psalm today out of Psalm 148, "Praise the Lord upon earth, you sea monsters and all deeps." Sea monsters. Praise the Lord, sea monsters. You don't think there are any, but if you've been where I've been, out in that water with those shrimpers, and a big old shark swims right by your boat, you say, "Oh, there are sea monsters in this water right there." Fire and hell, snow and fog, wind and storm, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and birds of the air, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world, young men and maidens, old men and children together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name only is excellent, and his praise above heaven and earth. So on this Rogation Sunday, God's people, the church, you and I just gave voice to the voiceless creation to praise God and glorify him forever. That's what's going on here today at Christ Church. And in praising God along with his good creation, we are once again reminded that we are not the ultimate source of our own abundance. That food does not just miraculously appear on grocery shelves. We are reminded that we are directly connected to the natural world, to creation for our daily bread. We're reminded not to take these good things for granted, and that they are gifts from our good God. This morning we processed around our property and publicly declared Christ's lordship. We publicly praised God for his providence and bounty. And we publicly prayed for God to bless agriculture and commerce and industry. We do this to bless our neighbors so that they can hear the voice of the voiceless creation crying out in praise to God. And those who believe will rejoice, and maybe those who do not believe will have their hearts pricked and begin to think about that there is something more than just what we see and feel and taste and touch. The one who is the author of creation and the source of all life and fruitfulness, yes, we praised him. Let me just close with this passage. I love this. it really sums up, I think, what we think about when we do this rogation. This is 2 Corinthians 9, 9 through 11. It's in the King James Version, so put your King James ears on. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Praise the Lord, and highly exalt him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.